and welcome to episode 20 of the Squadcast, the official podcast of Glasgow Warriors. Thank you again to everybody for tuning in. We're back after a couple of weeks break, one of which was intended and one of which was a scheduling problem. But we are back across every platform that we are available on. There's a list of them. I can't remember exactly what they are. But thank you to everybody that subscribes and listens in. I'm joined once again by Murphy Walker. Murphy, how are you?
Hello, Craig. I'm great.
Good stuff. We're very well, and we're all the better for hearing that you're back in full training now as well, which is, I mean, if we had a jingle that had celebration and party poppers and stuff.
I'm sure you can stick something in there afterwards.
I'll find something. We'll work something out.
Yeah, back in the full train, so available for selection. Yeah, it's gone by pretty quickly, actually.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like it's been that long, but when you look at it, it's been about 2.5 months.
Yeah, I mean, it's shorter than your last stint in.
Yeah, thankfully.
Thank Luke.
Yeah, it's never nice being out.
No.
Especially when the boys are going so well, but I'll be back at it in the near future.
You were back in full training last, like when we came back in for this podcast, so last Thursday.
Thursday, Friday, yeah.
First day, I believe, was one that had you blowing, shall we say.
Yeah, personally as well as collectively as a team. Yeah, not just me.
not just you,
I'm
no.
I'm in great shape, Craig. it was tough. The Thursday, Friday, Franco calls them pit stops, like the F1, so he wants to make them sharp, but also pretty tough going, so it's like a mini preseason all over again. So yeah, legs are feeling pretty heavy on the Saturday after the couple of days, but after a lot of run as well, but we're all the better for it now. So today and yesterday felt like a breeze compared to the last week.
I've got to also ask you, you may have seen it on the TikTok and Instagram and Twitter a little bit, accounts, our tug of war competition.
Yeah, it was a joke.
Graciously vanquished by the defending champion Sione Vailanu.
Yeah, right? I'm not happy
give us the inside track.
Yeah, I'm not happy with Molly for sticking that up. That's put me in a bad light. Yeah, tug of war during gym. There was obviously the knockouts before, which obviously I won to get to the final, and they weren't put up on TikTok and Instagram. And then, I mean, when you get to the final, physics is only going to be the only winner, especially with Sione. So. I mean, I've ruined a pair of shoes. The top materials come off the bottom of the sole of my nice trainers. So I'll bill them to Warriors and I'll get Al to get us a new pair. But yeah, Sione literally just dragged me. It was like I was skiing.
Yeah.
Literally 2 feet in the ground, just skiing along as he's dragging me across the track. So yeah, it wasn't the best of feelings. But it was a loss in the semi-final. So I'll take the bronze medal.
I think fair play to Fez, because Fez hung in there for a bit.
Yeah, he tried his best.
You and Ferry.
I think Big Nons fell over at one point, and Fez tried to go for it, and then again, physics was a winner. So,
well, one man who wasn't in that record is today's guest. He was busy being the top tackler in the Six Nations. So congratulations to that as well. We'll bring back the celebratory gift. It's Matt Fagerson. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Craig. Thank you, Murphy, for having me on. It's an absolute pleasure to be in your company. Been a long 7 weeks away in Scotland camp, thoroughly enjoyable, and you know, the cherry on top is these fallow weeks getting to watch the boys roll on Munster and roll on Zebra, and it was awesome shifts, and back in training this week and picking up where we left off. The guys are flying, there's a few more bits and bobs added in, and everyone's happy to be back in, so yeah.
What sort of a watcher are you? You say you get to come and watch the games against Ulster and Zebre. Are you a nervous watcher from the stands? Are you quite a chilled out, relaxed kind of guy? Kicking every ball, hopefully not literally, no offence.
Yeah, no, usually I like to sit with the subs, so I can get a feel and just be around the boys. Zebre game, I was actually at the back with Xander and his daughter Iona, and my fiance Alex was there as well. We were just kicking at the back, and it was an absolutely quality game. Scotland turned out really well, very loud, and boys put, was it 50? Yeah, was it 50? I probably wasn't that nervous in that game. And we watched the Ulster game in camp. That was a huge one as well. So, I think it's probably more of an event when we watch it in camp, to be honest. Everyone is in the team room. We've got snacks. We've got things. Everybody's on the sofa being backseat commentators. So,
anybody in particular that's good? I know we're diverting into Scotland side rather than Glasgow Warriors here, but anybody in particular that might be a good post-rugby commentator, who's the one that's always in your ear when you're in camp watching that?
Oh, Faraz Brown likes to chuck in a few cackles here and there, but for those of you who know Faraz, he's extremely positive. I think he'll be quite good in that if he goes into it.
Nice. Favourite moment at camp or games or any of the games or anything?
Oh, favourite moment? Probably the Wales game. Probably the final whistle, got a bit emotional. you know, come so close a couple of years ago at home to them and came off the pitch last time we played them away. And yeah, I never really put my best foot forward against Wales. And, you know, it was such an awesome game. Everyone's on the same page. And, you know, we won by 30 odd points. And it was yeah, a huge start to the Six Nations. So that was definitely a great result and a very special moment.
I mean, we can't let you off without saying that you did score a wonder try from about 65 metres out against Wales as well.
Oh, it was huge. Yeah, I don't know how I beat so many defenders and, you know...
You did.
Managed to get under the post, yeah. Do you not see it? Final score of the game?
No.
No?
When?
Yeah, it was about 60 metres.
That's a lie. I actually don't remember this.
It's a joke, man. If it was the last try of the game and I fell over the line from about 2 metres out.
I knew that, Finn, but I didn't even know you scored.
Finn ripped it over the
top.
Oh,
yeah.
So, yeah, that was my favourite time. But we're not here to talk about Scotland. We're here to talk about the mighty Glasgow Warriors.
Indeed.
So,
introduced by Craig.
Introduced. Introduced by Craig.
It's been a long day.
Yeah, it has been, sorry.
A quick reminder for everybody who has either never listened to the Squadcast or is a first-time listener. Donkey Weir, if you're out there, hopefully you're still now listening. Second time listening. In front of Matt, we have a hat full of Squadcast scenarios on a little basis of paper. Matt has already pulled out about 40, so we're going to race through these. And your job is basically to make sure that everybody listening is entertained and feels like they've got good value for the massive amount of money they've paid for listening to this.
By the way, you've been requested by several people.
You are one of the most requested people we've ever had on the Squadcast.
Right,
I'm
don't
sure.
Tell them that.
Excuse my head. His head just blew out my hat. Okay, right. First slip of paper, and this is a fantastic one to start with. If you were here as a fan at Scotstoun, which stand would you want to sit in and why?
I do love the fact that's the one question in that hat that doesn't relate to a teammate and it's been pulled out first thing.
Yeah, I love it. Big fan. Brilliant one. I know my answer straight away. You go.
Well, this has been asked before, but I've only ever sat in this stand.
Main stand.
Which is the main stand.
Posh boy.
But you hear great things about the East Stand massive and the West Stand. It's pretty rowdy as well. You've got the trumpeter at the
East. The masked trumpeter.
Yeah,
the
masked Where trumpeter. Does he sit?
Right there. Does literally
he?
Right there.
Has he? Is he anonymous or has he got a name? No.
He's known within a small group of people.
Okay.
Do you not know who it is, Luke?
I don't know who it is, no. But I always
joking?
Hear it.
Okay.
My favorite stand is the East Stand because they are so loud and like you watch it when Hughes scored his try against the Stormers and Seb scored down there as well. Like they jump on everyone and they've always got a chant. I remember years ago Nico Matuello had a chant and it was phenomenal because he used to make line break after line break. So yeah, that's pretty unanimous. The East Stand, I think, is not the loudest and rowdiest.
Yeah, but this wee room, would you do this wee room for the game?
The Bothy is fantastic. You've got clear windows, comfy seats,
warmth.
Yeah, I wonder how much you'd have to pay to get in here.
Oh. Have you ever had a fan chant? Just coming back to fan chants. Has anybody ever done a fan chant for yourself?
A fan chant?
Yeah, fan song.
I think they had one for Xander. I can't remember if they had one for Ferguson. We don't score a lot of tries. maybe that's something for the fans to conjure
sure there's
up.
One out there. We'll have some mass trumpeter. He's got like hymn sheets.
Does he?
He does.
I do. You will
have one somewhere.
I've seen them on Twitter every now and again.
Yeah.
If you've got suggestions, feel free to DM Matt on Instagram. No, maybe don't do that. That's a terrible idea.
You can do that. You might get a reply. You might
not. see how good they are.
Murphy, who is the best singer in this squad?
I'm still going to go. I'm going to double down on what I said before in a previous Squadcast, I'm going to say Hugh Jones.
Yeah.
He's up there.
I still need to track down. I haven't actually spoken to you since the episode went out, but I do need to track down whether or not.
Living La Vida Loca.
We get a repeat performance.
Who do you think, Matt?
Yeah. That's a tough one. Hugh didn't come to mind. I haven't heard him sing a lot.
You would have heard him sing at the Christmas social, but I think he took an early night home.
I definitely didn't. No, I do remember that. Do you remember what did he sing? He sang Green Day. Holiday on the karaoke. Yes, I will go with Hugh Jones as well.
Okay,
because it was
copy me.
No, I know, but see, I remember the time. I have heard this.
Right, I'm going to change it up. Best forward.
Best forward. Oof. Tom Gordon.
Oh, really?
Great voice.
That's a lie. The first name that came to your head.
Best mate.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, what about yourself? Got to go to you.
Well, Xander used to be what? The wee hymn boy, the wee choir boy.
Yeah, I did.
Your younger brother is a good musician.
You're fantastic. Nathaniel Ferguson, by the way, it's on TikTok. He sings and he plays the guitar. He makes his own music. So
nice.
If you wanted to hear him sing, hit him up.
So did he take all the musical genes, or is there some left for you at all?
I dabbled here and there. I was never that good with singing, and I used to play the oboe. I probably musical talent wasn't my forte.
Did you do it at school?
Yeah, did all at school. Yeah.
What did you do at school? You played it?
Yeah, the oboe. I played the oboe at school.
Who was your teacher?
I'm serious. It was that. Okay, you can cancel that. Right, we're on to the next one. Who is the squad's biggest prankster?
Oh, we've not had this one for a while.
Yeah, prankster.
What do you think, man? Guest figures.
Yeah,
there's one obvious.
There's a lot of character.
Yeah, there's one obvious. Like an obvious answer.
Wilson's the obvious answer.
Because he's all over TikTok now. He's content creating.
I reckon Wilson does more TikToks than days in Scotland. he's actually quite hilarious on them, and he has a few good pranks. But everybody pranks each other, to be honest, don't they? All the little small things.
Scaring each other is a good one.
Yeah, Lewis Bean's a quite good prankster, actually, isn't he?
He loves to, I don't know what you would use the term as, but scanty, you know, when you pull the shorts down.
Oh yeah,
he does that. Big fan of that, especially to the younger guys, like Fez.
Poor bloke.
Gets him a lot.
Yeah,
Alex Samuel.
Is there a sort of hierarchy thing as to who? Obviously, we know about who sits where on the bus and all that sort of stuff. But is it a case of the older boys go after the younger lads, or what's the?
Oh no,
just get stuck in.
You say no. I think that there's an element of that, but I think with the Beano's case, he's just been in around a team scenario all his life with the army and that, and I think he's just picked up things that is just him is hilarious, and yeah, sometimes he gets some good times during the middle of a gym brief or something. Just next minute, Fez stood there with boxes on with shorts on his ankles.
True. To be fair, we like to prank. Rob Harley was the biggest prankster when he was there, wasn't he? But
elaborate pranks.
Yeah, we like to prank the S&C team.
How elaborate are we talking? Especially.
Rob just used to do some ridiculous things. He used to put people in headlocks all the time and like wrestle in the gym. So you'd be like doing your weights and then you'd get put in like an arm bar or something.
Be on the floor.
And you'd be on the floor and have to fight it out. But the thing was with Rob, if you got him, he wouldn't touch you for like a month. He wouldn't,
Hard but fair.
He wouldn't pick on you again.
Tough but fair.
Which teammate is the best dressing room DJ?
Well, we know. Who's our dressing room DJ?
You
can't nominate yourself.
No, who's, no,
or
who's
your
our
brother.
Dressing room DJ? I'm the gym DJ, obviously.
Well, we get Walt.
Yeah.
Or he plays some brilliant music. Or we get Big Nonny.
Yeah, Big Nonny. Yeah.
And you get quite a lot of Islander songs, shall we say?
Yeah, you get a lot of Tonga music, which is quite nice. It's got a great beat to it. He always puts it on when boys are going in the shower, but
tell you what, we've had a member of the team banned from going on the speaker.
Oh no,
Lucho.
Oh dear.
Oh,
he's been going on the speaker during gym and literally playing any Spanish song he can find.
See this, I've heard. We had this chat with Ryan earlier on for a different piece of content, but I've heard the Argentinians are getting in quite early with the gym stuff when it comes to the music.
Yeah. So in the case of forwards, I know Lucho gets in there pretty early before the like we're meant to be there or get ready for the gym brief.
His phone's already hooked up to the Bluetooth.
Phone's hooked up, so as soon as he walks in, he can just hit play. But it was last Thursday when we all came in, he'd done that exact thing. And as soon as the first song came on, I think it was Robin or one of the boys literally went over to the speaker, disconnected it, and took it away and told me he was banned for the rest of the time, unless it was him in the gym by himself.
Oh, well, Lucio, that's a clear sign to you. You need to improve your music.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that quite a nice thing from yourselves? We've got guys, we've had guys for as long as you've been here that have come from all over the world. They bring their own drum music. You're saying Sione and Walter play the sort of Tongan tunes, the Argentinians, whether you're a fan of it or not. Is that something you actually enjoy from a gym point of view, finding out a little bit more about different people and different cultures that way?
Yeah, you enjoy hearing it. Like, I think music's obviously, everyone's got different tastes, which I think is brilliant. And yeah, like obviously we joke that we don't like the Spanish music, but like we've had team socials when Argentina just won the World Cup and they were singing the we were all singing that. I don't know what the song was, but it was the Argentina celebration song. We were all singing that in Spanish. And then, yeah, like Walter in the change room and stuff. And then Ollie Kebbell's got some phenomenal techno tunes. So, yeah, there's a wide variety, a wide mix.
Eclectic mix, as they say.
Yeah. I think the one that everyone likes and you can never go wrong with, maybe not in the gym, is country music. Everybody seems to get on well with country.
It does seem to go down well.
Yeah.
Particularly with sort of like one memory I have from after the Perpignan game, Murphy was Jack Dempsey singing along to Wagon Wheel, which is not a combination I ever thought
I'd hear. Have you ever heard Demo speak in the gym?
Not really. He just grunts every now and again. But.
Yeah, no. He actually, funnily enough, is a very good singer.
Yeah?
Yeah, really. He doesn't know that many songs off by heart, but he did one for his first cap, and he's actually a very good singer, which caught me by surprise.
What did he sing for his first cap?
See, that's a fantastic question. It was it was a classic, though, but I can't remember.
Wagon Wheel, by any chance?
it wasn't Wagon Wheel.
Could have been. Probably.
Right, next question. Who is the first to leave on a squad night out?
Matt Fagerson. who dogged themselves in for this?
Who was it?
Was it Nance?
Like Nance? No, it was. Yeah, it was Nance.
He said that he would he said that he's one of those guys that'll be.
You'll go.
Ghost mode and then straight away to the chip in home.
Yeah, it's tough. Like, you get obviously all the guys from. Some of the guys travel from Edinburgh, so if one of them is driving, they'll probably leave the social a little bit early. Yeah, I don't think anyone really leaves, to be honest. Maybe always sort of go in drips and drives after thingy, but team social's a good crack. George Horn's a great organiser.
Yeah, we had a small one. Did you come? No, you didn't, Matt, did you?
No, I was injured.
Yeah. No, you weren't.
I wasn't actually, but I was ill. I was ill and I thought, you know what, this will not look good.
Any more excuses you want to try?
I pitched that.
I was
abducted by aliens that week.
Yeah, exactly.
Walking his penny fish or something.
Yeah, the house caught fire.
Touch wood.
Had to put it out.
Or he lost his dog, like he did.
Oh.
Go on, Matt, tell Craig what happened.
It was...
Saviour is in the room next door.
I still haven't got down to who I give credit to for this. So... We, me and my fiance just live in the Scotland area, and we have a lovely little Dalmatian called Maple. And
thank you for him. It's a gorgeous dog.
Yeah, she is. She's very cute. We had our tilers were in, and they were tiling our splashback in our kitchen. And long story short, they left the front door open, and Maple has obviously been a bit spooked by them, bolted out the front door across the road and into Scotland. So. I get like 3 minutes. I'm currently in training in Scotland camp. Yeah. So I'm in doing the forwards units in Scotland camp. And I come back to my phone and Ailey, one of our staff at Scotland, who she does loads of organising, but she basically came over to me and was like, Matt, don't pack in. Do not panic. But the dog has ran away. So obviously my head starts spinning. I'm like, well, this is not possible. Or I'm thinking, Alex, what have you done? You've let the dog out and she's ran away from you. No, so I go back to my phone, about 8 missed calls from Alex, about 3 from Pump and 1 from Kenny Brown. And so I called Pump back and he's like, oh, don't worry about it, mate, it's fine. You know, I saw her wandering around the car park at Scotston and then she ran to the nature trail and don't worry, we've got her back. I sorted it. And then Alex texts me saying, oh, Pump has saved the day. He's the man.
It's 100% not Pump.
Yeah, well, here we go. So I then come in to training here this week. And I get told by numerous sources that Pump did not lift a finger. He was outside shouting to the dog. Dog wouldn't come to him.
He just points. He just
Stuart Dow and Kenny Brown came back apparently covered in mud and with the dog in their arms. And Pump said, oh, don't worry, I'll take it. And took it. So then when Alex arrived, she thought Pump was the saviour. So it looks like I owe Stu Dow and Kenny a bottle of wine.
But on this scenario, I think the real one to blame is the owners, because if you've got tradies in your house, would you just let your dog have the roam in the house? Come on.
I feel like I'm in a very diplomatically problematic position here.
So what would you rather have me do? Chuck my pet, part of the family, in a cage all day?
No, just shut one of the rooms and let her have a little roam in the living room or your bedroom or whatever. So that poor tradies try to do their job and here's you just causing havoc for them.
I think that's a bit of a cop-out, Murph.
No.
We'll let it slide. We'll let that one slide.
We'll let the listeners decide on that one. Let's decide.
Right, which teammate has the best hidden talent?
Now, this is going to be interesting because every time we've asked this, people will get stumped. So, do you have anybody that comes to mind for you straight away from a hidden talent? Do you have a hidden talent?
No, I don't have a hidden talent.
Well, apparently, you play the oboe, but there we go.
tried to play the guitar in lockdown, got up 2 weeks in, canned it. Hidden talent? No, I'm stumped. No. I'm honestly really stumped. Because usually something like that would pop into my mind.
Yeah, there'd usually be one person. Yeah. But
anybody past or present?
I feel like nobody's admitted to a proper hidden talent yet.
Yeah.
We would know about.
No.
You learn new things. Like we learned that Hugh was a very good singer at that night, obviously.
Yep.
But I wouldn't say that's a hidden
talent. The way that I'm hearing stories about Hugh singing, I don't think that's hidden very long. No, I think that's a full-on showman.
I think that's got to come out every social now. Surely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really, we'll see how he feels about that. Right, well, that's a stump. We're on to the next one. Your tour guide around Scotland is the first person to come up on your Instagram stories. Who is it?
Who is it?
So go on to your
Instagram. Yeah, so whoever usually is like your top first Instagram thingy, or like, you know, when
the first of my Instagram story is my tour guide. It's actually Alex.
Is it?
Alex is my going to be my tour guide around Scotland.
Okay, thank you.
That's not great because she's a very slow driver, so it might take us a few months to tour Scotland.
See the sights, you'll be fine.
I know. As soon as you go home, you're going to apologise for what you said before she's even listened to it.
Well, I mean, I'm going to have to. I've put my foot in it on a few times. I don't
know. Which teammate's the first one on there, so you can save the day and not have to throw Alex under the bus for that one.
All right, okay. My first teammate on this is.
See if this turns out to be you, Murph.
Clearly, nah, well, I've currently got nothing up. Nah. So.
I like all you guys, because I'm kind of finding it. Reece Tate.
All right, okay.
Reece Tate is going to be my tour guide, apparently.
I'll show you the board. The borders Reece is from, roughly.
Yeah. Down Hoikway.
Where is he down? He's at Doncaster at the minute, isn't he?
He is down there.
Yeah,
well, seems to be ripping
out. He's doing really well.
Yeah.
Starting lots of their games. Reece, I don't know how much chat to get out of Reece in the car.
Well, just tell you, we can divert on this a little bit. Obviously, you play in the same position,
give or take,
as Reece. Just tell us a little bit about him. Obviously, he's down in the academy. People have seen him play for the 20s. He's now down at Doncaster. Not seen him out playing for us yet. I don't think he played in the preseason game up in Inverness.
No, he didn't. But he did play in the... we had an A game here against
the 20s,
the Vipers, against the 20s, and Reece actually played really well. That was before he went down Doncaster. Reece is a young boy, obviously captain 20s, and came into the setup, and he works really hard in the gym. He's worked really hard on his fitness and his Bronco scores, and he's done really well on that. It's just good to see him getting some regular game time down there and playing so well. And I'm sure when he comes back up here, he'll contribute to the rest of the season.
Do you remember? I think. Last season before Reece kind of signed anywhere when he came in to do his little trial.
No.
Do you not remember that?
What did Reece do in his trial?
Reece came here to do a wee trial last season with another player who's at Edinburgh, Harry Morris. The pair of them came here to train for 2 weeks, I think it was. And we're doing one of those drills it's like hit a bag and then you go like, not tackle somebody, you know, like one low, one high, and you go like 80%. You don't
fold them, but
no.
Put a bit of a shot in. Yeah.
You do enough, show intent, and he hits the bag, pops up, comes back, Wilson's carrying into him and somebody else, and Reece just flips him on his head.
Flips Wilson on his head?
Yeah.
The one of the most capped player at Glasgow Warriors, and he flips him on his head.
Yeah, everyone was like, oh.
Or Rob Harley, obviously, but club legend, and that was his first. That was his trial.
That was like his trial week being here, and he put a fair impression on some of the coaches, and then ended up signing his academy deal here. So
yeah, quite right.
Maybe it works. Yeah. Maybe it works.
Maybe it does work.
Go bigger.
How do him and Wilson get on now?
I think they're pretty friendly. I think he told them, he said his sorries.
Oh, okay. Shook hands. That's the best thing about it.
This is the last one.
Oh, well, we've actually had a few of these in recent times. So this is interesting. Who is the next player to become a coach? So we've had Pete Horn, obviously, which he's doing a fantastic job in the contact.
Another Pete.
Peter Murchie, who's doing a great job in the defence.
Expert.
Yeah, exactly. He was what's the opposite of an open gate? He was the final line of defence throughout his career, and he was exceptional under the high ball. So yeah, he slots in that role really well.
We've actually got a full house of coaches that were former players. Obviously, Al Dickinson, Franco still gets involved.
Al Dickinson, Al Kellogg,
Nigel.
Nigel, where did Nigel play?
Nigel was with Connacht for years.
Was he actually?
Yeah, yeah. He played for Ireland A. I don't think he ever got a full cap, but he played for Ireland A. I know
he coached Ireland 20s. I didn't know he played. Super.
Yeah. There's a clip I remember doing the rounds that people tried to ask us to find on YouTube and it doesn't exist, but Nigel apparently scored a try by assisting somebody else with his head once. Like it was a set move.
Well, he's not.
It was past.
He's not blooming brought that into training yet.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah, exactly. We've clearly got someone up our sleeves coming. Yeah. The finals weeks.
If you get pulled in for a meeting with Nigel on Thursday or whenever the next
time. I'll know
what's coming. Yeah, exactly. Line out people, head this forward.
Hit the ball anyway.
It's called the five-man headshot. I reckon it will be either Fraser Brown, obviously very knowledgeable at scrum time and at line-out time, or the other obvious one, Murphy.
I was going to say Richie Gray.
There it is.
Yeah. That was one of my answers in a previous podcast as well.
Yeah.
Just
why do you think Rich would become a?
I mean, he's currently pretty much our coach of the line here already. So
hey, don't tell Frank about that.
Yeah. And it's good being player led. I think Richie's obviously, I've said it before, he's learned a lot being Lions, and when he was in France and then Scotland and playing here, so he's got heaps of knowledge about the line. But I think another obvious choice is Gog.
Gog, he
loves rugby. I can't ever see him doing anything else but rugby.
Really? Yeah. He's actually quite smart. I'm fairly sure that George has got a degree.
But he helped out with Ayrshire Bulls.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Coaching their attack and whatnot. So it wouldn't surprise me if we saw Gog.
Well, both the Horns are just so passionate about the game, and their attention to detail and the work they put in is it's crazy, isn't
it?
So.
I just think it's the competitiveness in the Horns. Because Pete's done it, Gog probably just wants to do it now, but better, just to create that competition.
Just to put that knife in the heart.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, they get on so well. But yeah, you know, you're right. I think George is a great choice as well.
Just rewinding ever so slightly to Richie. Obviously, we're a week on from announcing his contract renewal with us. It was a great
huge.
Huge to have us around for
show
for
me
as well.
The money.
Yeah, what just talk to us a little bit about what Richie's like to play with. Obviously, second spell with Glasgow, as Murphy's touched on, he's pretty much done it all. Talk to us a little bit about what he's like as a teammate.
As a young lad, yeah. What do you think?
He's been, especially to like the likes of Alex and Max in the academy, he's been like massive for their growth. And not only, like I say, does he run the line out here with Scotty, he's also playing probably some of his best rugby he's ever played in the form of his life. And you saw a lot of fans over the Six Nations were saying that he was one of our best forwards, so I think it's credit to him because he's obviously worked hard and his game's changed in such a short spell. Like, it hasn't taken him a full season or whatnot. Literally from the first couple of weeks after pre-season, he was flying. And he did say to me that he wasn't ruck hunting like he usually does, because usually Richie's good for like hit ruck, get those numbers up. But now he said he's looking to get the ball in his hands, and you can tell he's been playing a lot better as well and carrying a lot of ball, and he's good at it. So
there's one game that he wouldn't let me forget where he told me he had more carry meters on the stat per carry than I did. I'd just like to echo what Murphy said. He is playing the best rugby, I reckon, of his career, and throwing his head to get any bigger when he comes back in. But he takes his prehab and his rehab so seriously. He puts in the work in the gym, and as Murph said,
he's well looked after though.
Yeah, well, he is. Yeah,
obviously, he has a tough weekend.
Obviously,
you can
he doesn't train.
He'll have a nice slow Monday.
I mean, obviously, he doesn't
feet
train,
up, cigar,
train Mondays.
Whiskey.
But when you're 45 years old, you've got to you've got to help out guys. He puts in a lot of work, and the boys love having him around. So to have him for another couple of years is it's awesome.
Definitely one to look forward to seeing over the next couple of seasons here at Scotland. And that is a pretty decent way to finish episode 20 of the Squadcast. Matt, thank you very much for joining us. We'll see you back out there at some point.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Murphy, a pleasure as always. We'll see you next week.
Yes, you will.
And we'll see you next week as well, Warrior Nation. Bash. In the meantime, I've been Craig Wright. He's been Murphy Walker. He's been Matt Fagerson. And this has been the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast.